you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 12th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Los Angeles Unified School Board has voted to double the amount of funding it redistributes to its schools through its Student Equity Needs Index. KPCC's Kyle Stokes reports the likely result will be a budget boost for schools serving Black students, English learners, and students living in the most extreme poverty.
Advocacy groups such as Inner City Struggle have long charged that LAUSD hasn't done enough to ensure scarce resources end up reaching students who need them the most. They saw the creation of a brand new equity index 3 years ago as a first step. Now, Inner City Struggle's executive director, Maria Brenes, said the injection of $700 million into the index will help the highest need schools recover from COVID-19.
We must have greater investment and support for the communities hardest hit by this pandemic. We cannot allow for the achievement gaps that harm Black and Brown students to deepen.
LAUSD leaders also expect the district to receive more than $5 billion in state and federal COVID-19 relief money, but they'll decide how to distribute that money later. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Housing has gotten less affordable in all Southern California counties compared to a year ago. This is according to new data from the California Association of Realtors. In the first quarter of this year, only 27% of California home buyers could afford to purchase a median-priced existing single-family home. Among Southern California counties, Orange County is the least affordable with a median home price of $1 million. Los Angeles County is next with a median home price of just over $680,000. Governor Newsom is proposing a $12 billion plan to tackle the state's homelessness crisis. The governor wants to pump more money into his Project HomeKey initiative, which has helped shelter thousands of homeless people during the pandemic. More than $8 billion would go toward buying property and building new housing.
People want to see things change. They want to see it change now. I get that. What's happening on our streets and sidewalks is unacceptable. No one should be pleased with that.
The governor says the money could help shelter about 65,000 people. If the plan is approved by the legislature, the governor says residents will have input on how the funds are spent in their own communities. Well, your new Dodger dogs may not be coming from Farmer John anymore, but they're still made in Vernon. The food editor at our website, LAist, Elena Shatkin, tells you about the new supplier.
A few weeks ago, the Los Angeles Dodgers announced they would no longer be sourcing their signature ballpark concession, the Dodger dog, from their longtime supplier, Farmer John. Instead, they're now getting the hot dogs from local meat processor, Papa Cantella's. The Vernon-based family-owned company has struck a multi-year deal to supply Dodger dogs to the stadium. Some people might notice a slight change in taste, but most baseball fans probably won't be able to tell the difference. The team says it has already sold more than 100,000 Dodger dogs during the club's first 13 home games this year. For KPCC, I'm Elena Shatkin.
Live music is coming back to the Hollywood Bowl after last summer's cancellation. The LA Philharmonic yesterday unveiled the summer lineup at the Bowl. The first five performances will be invitation only for first responders and healthcare workers, starting this Saturday with Gustavo Dudamel and the LA Phil. The first concerts for the general public will be July 3rd and 4th. The Bowl's fireworks spectacular with Kool and the Gang. Capacity at the Bowl will be capped at 67% to start, and the majority of all concert seats will be reserved for fully vaccinated guests. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.